It's another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you on this great radio station, sharing a little bit of, some fall humor for you, and hopefully you'll enjoy. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to enjoy the Valentine and surrounding areas. The Cork Thornton Memorial Ice Fishing Tournament coming up at the end of January. The entries are now open for that, I think, and there's a limited number of those entries available. So check it out at valentinecc.com. And maybe you want to just plan an ice fishing trip on your own. So check that all out at visitvalentine.com.
Ages ago, cattlemen had limited resources, like guessing market trends or relying on hearsay. That was inconvenient, not very dependable, but it was the only option. And then came Tri-State Livestock News. Get the latest on livestock, cattle, rodeos, and more with Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. Stay connected and stay informed. Visit TSLN.com.
Children of the greatest generation, this is us, or it may be you. Born in the 1930s and early 40s, we exist as a very special age cohort. We are the silent generation. We are the smallest number of children born since the early 1900s. We're the last ones. We are the last generation climbing out of the Depression who can remember the winds of war and the impact of a world at war which rattled the structure of our daily lives for years. We're the last to remember ration books for everything from gas to sugar to shoes to stoves. We saved tinfoil and poured fat into tin cans. We saw cars up on blocks because tires weren't available. We can remember milk being delivered to our house early in the morning and placed in the milk box on the porch. We are the last to see the gold stars in the front windows of our grieving neighbors whose sons died in the war. We saw the boys home from the war build their little houses. We are the last generation who spent childhood without television. Instead, we imagined what we heard on the radio. As we all like to brag, with no TV, we spent our childhood playing outside. We did play outside, and we did play on our own. There was no Little League. There was no city playground for kids. The lack of television in our early years meant, for most of us, that we had little real understanding of what the world was like. On Saturday afternoons, the movies gave us newsreels of the war, sandwiched in between westerns and cartoons. Telephones were one to a house, often shared, party lines, and hung on the wall. Computers were called calculators. They only added and were hand-cranked. Typewriters were driven by pounding fingers, throwing the carriage, and changing the ribbon. The Internet and Google were words that did not exist. Newspapers and magazines were written for adults, and the news was broadcast on our table radio in the evening by Gabriel Heater. And we are the last group who had to find out for ourselves as we grew up the country was exploding with growth. The GI Bill gave returning veterans the means to get an education and spurred colleges to grow. VA loans fanned a housing boom. Pent-up demand coupled with new installment payment plans put factories to work. New highways would bring jobs and mobility. The veterans joined civic clubs and became active in politics. The radio network expanded from 3 stations to thousands of stations. Our parents were suddenly free from the confines of the Depression and the war, and they threw themselves into exploring opportunities they had never imagined. We came of age in the 40s and 50s. The war was over, and the Cold War, terrorism, global warming, and perpetual economic insecurity had yet to haunt life with unease. Only our generation can remember both a time of great war and a time when the world was secure and full of bright promise and plenty. We have lived through both. We grew up at the best time possible, a time when the world was getting better, not worse. We are the silent generation. The last ones. More than 99% of us are either retired or deceased, and we feel privileged to have lived in the best of times. Children of the greatest generation, this is us, and I do not have the author on that. Kimberly?
I'm going to put this out there. Love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. Martin Luther King Jr. shared that. A couple other little tidbits. A good laugh is sunshine in the house.
There you go.
I like that. The chains of habit are too weak to be felt until they are too strong to be broken. Always forgive your enemies. Nothing annoys them so much.
Good advice.
Yep. Where facts are few, experts are many.
If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening to The Good Stuff.